Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune in to Brad and Brit.
All right. It's the Brad and Brit cast. We're glad you're joining us here. It's a very special Friday edition to accommodate my medical needs, which continue. They continue.
But you're still feeling okay.
I got a transfusion yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got the blood. I'm a fucking, Dracula. You give me the blood, I'm good. I'm good for a few days.
Wasn't there like a thing where you would type in the was Dracula and Google would finish it Jewish? Wasn't there like a thing that Google would finish that for you?
Well, his last name was Goldstein. not all Goldsteins are Jewish.
Hey, let me tell you this.
Oh, one. God. Now I'm going to get hauled before a congressional committee.
Let me tell you this
they're
joke.
They're going to attack me.
This Jewish guy and this Chinese guy were sitting in a bar. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Jewish guy smacks the Chinese guy. And the Chinese guy goes, what that for? And the Jewish guy goes, that's for Pearl Harbor, you son of a bitch. And have you heard this joke?
About 100 years ago, but go ahead.
I love that he goes, that was Japanese people did that. I'm Chinese. I didn't do it. So the Jewish guy goes, I don't know, Chinese, Japanese, same thing to me. Doesn't matter. They go, they start drinking a couple of beers, and all of a sudden, the Chinese guy slaps the Jewish guy. The Jewish guy goes, well, what's that for? He goes, that's for the Titanic, you son of a bitch. Wait a minute. And now tell everybody the punchline.
I don't know. I've heard the joke 400 years ago. I don't remember.
He slaps the Jewish guy. He goes, that's for the Titanic, you son of a bitch. And the Jewish guy goes, that was a fucking iceberg. And the Chinese guy goes,
iceberg, Goldberg, they're all the same. Yeah, yeah, okay. No.
that's a great joke. I love that joke.
I'll tell you what, Britt, I think we're going to have to think about our future based on that.
right in the middle of Hanukkah? Yeah, I guess timing could have been better.
Yeah.
I guess the timing could have been better. Oh, I have to tell you my Clark Howard story, my cheap Clark Howard story. You ready?
Go ahead.
I've been needing a new mattress for a while. Been needing a new mattress. And I'm like, and I had one a couple of years ago ordered. And then BJ's, the wholesale club, completely fucked me on the shipping and everything. And I had to cancel it. So I never got it. So I saw this ad for this guy on Facebook. It's like mattresses by appointment. You have to call the guy. You have to go there. You have to look both ways. You have to bring a gun. You know, it's one of those deals. I made an appointment with the guy. Finally, what? Yeah, no, I made an appointment with the guy because he's not always there. He's not always there. And eventually we worked out a time. And he's like, hey, I'm getting ready to move. I got to get rid of some stuff. You still want this mattress? And I'm like, okay, I can be there 2:00. So you go to this sketchy part of town where you can easily get shot. It's not the greatest part of town, but it was 2:00 in the afternoon. I'll tell you where it is, and nobody will know this. It's the Spring Garden area near where it changes over to Muir's Chapel. That area is where it is. So I go over. I park the car. I've got a 2:00. He's got just this crappy little semi-warehouse thing in a strip mall sort of situation. He's got like 3 or 4 of these things, beds laid out with little runners on them. You can lay on the beds. He doesn't have a huge selection. He's got the mattresses over here. And I tried them out. And I go, oh, that's good. That's not good. I don't like that one. I did the Papa Bear thing. And he goes, you like that one? I went, yeah, I like that. You got that in a king? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, this is what it would retail for. Now, this is what I can get it to you for. And
No. We want numbers. You cannot tell a story about the fact that you would buy a sketchy mattress from a sketchy person and then just give us no. I want the numbers.
The thing he showed me at first was this retail for this mattress that would cost you $8,000 if you ordered it from jcpenney.com, which still somehow exists. He sells it for $2,000. The one that I got was supposedly over $2,000. He sold it to me for like $10.50. And it comes in a thing and you roll it and he didn't have to deliver.
What brand is it?
I don't know. I didn't know what brand. It wasn't a brand thing. It was kind of just a mattress.
Oh my God.
And it's like, will you schlep it to my house? And he goes, No, you don't need to. You can just put it in the back of your car. And it's one of those you unroll and put it. And I did okay with it.
And so it was in a box.
It was in a box, and you get it out, and you unreal it. And I don't know if you've ever done that. Have you done that when they have the thing in the box? And it goes, you know, all that stuff. And I don't know. It works pretty good. Got it yesterday and nearly got shot and nearly got robbed. But, you know, I did pretty good. I saved like a grand on a mattress maybe. I don't know. And then hopefully.
You do realize.
Yeah. You could have gone online.
You did not need to do that.
I don't know. But doesn't that sort of thing make it seem like you're getting a deal? Doesn't it feel like, doesn't it just feel?
And it's for naive suckers.
No, but you would have gone along.
This guy obviously steals and is a crook.
There's a sign and he's got.
Oh,
yeah, I got a receipt. On
the way home, did you stop and buy some meat from the back of a guy?
Truck who had some meat? Yes, it was a Datsun. They don't make it anymore, but it was a Datsun. And that's what. No, it was the least pressure filled sales thing ever. He's like this. And I said, do you need financing? No, I've got just credit card. It'll be great. And I can do this. And then he goes, well, you know, he goes, now I want you to lay on these and make sure you got what you want. I think I like this one. He goes, well, it just so happens the one that you picked was the cheapest one. Now, again, he could have been lying. He could have been lying. But he seemed like a fine fellow. I'll give you the number when we're done. And I think he's getting ready to move the business up to a sketchier place. This place is not at risk of you getting shot enough. He's going to a more sketchy place than this.
It's not a business.
It is a business. The credit card was accepted. He takes credit cards. It's accepted. There was a thing. I took a picture of it. It supposedly got a 10-year warranty.
Mean you're legit.
I have no idea who I call about the 10-year warranty on it. I have no idea.
I've got a thing. You have the 1 year, but all the mattresses you buy, they come in a box. You know, they always have usually a 1 year. You can return it for no reason.
This will change your mind about the whole thing. He goes, you can get the stain protection thing, the stain guard thing on it. And I went, no, I'm not going to. I've lived my whole life buying mattresses without like a stain guard thing on it. I'm not going to. And he went, okay. See, no pressure. He wasn't even trying to get me on that. But,
well, since it already probably came pre-stained.
Well, yeah, we had to scare a couple of bums and a whore off of there. There was a hypodermic needle that I was stuck in there. I had to get out. But other than that, I think I got.
Wow, you bought a mattress from a.
Oh, wow. It was great. It was
after
great.
After all this time. There are just certain things.
And if you think about it, this mattress could be the one that takes me up to retirement. If you think about it, that may be the next time I'm in the market for a mattress. So hopefully he'll be around so I can go and get shot next time. You're just jealous of my big, huge mattress deal.
Well, I kind of am. You know, that seems like the kind of mattress that Hunter Biden might have hung out on during his crack cocaine alcohol fueled hooker fests. Although when you look at the places that he stayed at, like the finest places, and spent all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the feds are now they're crushing him. And
that's such an elitist way of overdosing. Is head up to the Four Seasons, grab a couple of meals and a spoon. I mean,
these fancy hotels in LA and Airbnbs and things like that. So the guy is like a fifth level drug addict bum. Yeah. So this is and this is obviously a political problem for the president. There's no two ways about it. And this has been the goal of the Republicans, as we know, from before the election, to the point where we have members of Congress who are so stupid that they charged the Biden administration with squashing coverage of the story in the year 2020 so that Joe Biden could get elected. Of course, there was no Biden administration in 2020. It did not commence until 2021, but that will not stop a moron in Congress, several of them, who've all said that. It goes back that far, but the desire was always there. So we're about 5 years into this story. They had a deal ready to go a few months ago. It fell apart. It was very favorable to Hunter Biden. He'd already paid the taxes back. It all went to shit. And now the federal government, which is good at prosecuting people, Donald Trump, they've got Hunter Biden. So the question now becomes, what does Joe Biden do? And by the way, here is the solution. And I know what Republicans really want Joe Biden to come out and say. And I'll speak on behalf of Joe Biden as if I am Joe Biden. Okay. And you be the member of the media who will remind me, Joe Biden, that 6-8 months ago in an interview, I expressed my full support for my son who did nothing. So go ahead, ask the question, because you're going to pin me. You've got me. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob Williver of the Dickhead Press. Mr. President, just a few months ago, you expressed your undying, unmitigated, absolute support for your son. Right here before Christmas, are you going to turn your back on him?
Well, not only that, what's the name of the paper you work for?
Dickhead Press, yeah.
The Dickhead Press. I said he's guilty of nothing. He's done nothing wrong. So at this time, I would like to retract that statement. I hate my son.
I wish he was never
born. He's a bum. I wish he was never born. Now, I did lose a child.
Yeah.
You know, many, many years ago. And then I lost my other son, Bo, not too many years ago. And Bo got the good genes, and I don't know where the fuck this kid came from. I hate him. I've always hated him. I wish he would die. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go this far. He's not my son. No, he is not my son. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Follow up question from the Dickhead Press. That's Dickhead Nebraska. Could you tell us, do you think, and I want to get this on the record, the wrong kid died in the car crash. Can I just get you to say that so I can have that quote for the for my organization?
Oh, run with it. Hunter is a worthless piece of shit. Okay. I squeezed him through college. I squeezed him through law school. I took the goddamn Amtrak every night home from Washington up to Delaware to be with this kid to help raise him. And he turns into this worthless piece of crap. God,
this is how he pays me back.
You're fucking, hey, Hunter, you're fucking up my life. You're fucking up my reelection. You're going to lead to Trump getting reelected. How you feeling now, junkie? Now, see, that's what they want. That's what they want. Joe Biden,
I don't give a shit if he dies in a gutter somewhere.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas, you son of a bitch.
Right. So now to expand on this, here we go. Brian Kilmeade of Fox with Roger Marshall, the about the 98th smartest senator out of 100. Okay. And he's a doctor too, but that doesn't mean you're automatically smart.
No, it doesn't.
And since we were last together, I think even early in the week, they've been going hot and heavy. And this is kind of aside from the charges that were leveled today being Friday, by the Justice Department and Hunter Biden, that Joe Biden funneled, quote unquote, several payments of about $1,500 for several months to Hunter. By the way, this is after he was vice president during Trump's administration, so he was not a government official at the time. And as you probably know, if you follow this story, that money was used to help pay off
a car loan.
Yeah, right?
A car loan. It's like the biggest scandal ever.
Yeah. Or as Clark Howard would say, a vehicle loan. Different story. Mixed metaphors, sorry.
You want the number of the guy, don't you? You're dying to find out exactly where this guy is and to go get a mattress, aren't you? You're just
dying.
Of course,
you know I am, because you know the mattress in our And our guest room is you know, it's 20 years old, and it's from 1-800 Mattress in Charlotte. Okay. And I got it, of course, for free.
Yeah, those were that was the beautiful radio days.
That was the days when you got free shit for being on the radio. So here is Senator Marshall with Brian Kilmeade talking about 1-2-3 pin. We've got Hunter Biden.
Finally.
And I think the smoking gun that people missed on Monday was Chairman Comer releasing that there's a monthly stipend from one of these shell companies of Hunter's going to Joe Biden, connecting the dots.
He said he's paying him back for a truck. I'm just telling you what he said.
$1,400. U.S. payments.
Yeah. But regardless, this smells like a drug to me. What did Hunter do to earn this money? Nothing at all. And really, this is influence peddling. That's exactly what this is. Look.
All right. What's under the worst circumstances say that the money that went back to Joe Biden through Hunter Biden to help pay off this truck and who's paying back the quote-unquote loan came literally from the wallet of Xi Jinping, okay? That the actual president of China gave Hunter Biden the money. It ended up in Joe Biden. This is 3 months of a car payment, okay? And they're hanging their hat on it, and it's not even correct. And this stupid senator from Kansas got hung out to dry by Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah.
How stupid do you have to be to get nailed by Brian Kilmeade? And I didn't count the number of seconds there was of silence.
His brain was spinning. His brain was just frying. He's like, what? Yeah, what? Yeah. No, but it's...
The headlines are going to be the headlines, and we will see if the non-right-wing, non-Fox media goes along with this to the point where the facts don't matter anymore, because the perception is that, again, we're talking about the attempt to create not only a false equivalency, but tipping the scales in favor of, all right, which of the two likely presidential candidates is the corrupt one? Which of the two presidential candidates is the mortal danger to democracy because of their inherent dishonesty? Which of the two presidential candidates has used the office to enrich themselves to a degree that no one has ever, you know what? After today's head, it might be Joe Biden, right? That's the goal. That's the goal, because you're trying to push everything that is happening with Trump aside, and the ultimate shiny object is Joe Biden's sad, pathetic, drug-addled son who's on the road possibly to going to prison, which brings up this question.
Yes.
Because lurking in the background is, Joe, don't run. You don't need to run. You've done your job. You've made your point. The economy, I don't care what they're saying, it's pretty good. You did it. You got us back to where we are right now. We need somebody younger. Somebody younger could take down Trump easily. Don't worry. I know the other day you said the only reason you're running is because Trump is running, and in your mind, you're the only person on earth that can beat Trump. God love you, Joe. We love you. But no, you're not. And a younger person that could run rings around him in a campaign does exist in the United States. And so you're Joe Biden. We're less than a year out from the election. Your son is about to get sent up the river. So you could, theoretically, pardon him. You could pardon him now, which, of course, as you know, would be worse than every pardon that Donald Trump gave to every criminal, some of whom he wants to bring back in a subsequent administration. Whatever Joe Biden does in that area, of course, would be worse than Donald Trump, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. But Joe Biden is an older guy. This is the one thing he can do to keep Hunter Biden from going to prison. But at the same time, he could couple that with, I'm not going to run for re-election, and I'm going to. Now, of course, then there's the, he could do it on the last day he's in office. If he were to lose, he can always do that if Hunter Biden gets convicted before then. So, there are a lot of balls on the pool table ricocheting around here now. And this just adds a little bit more of a personal complication. And if all politics is local, all politics is personal, this is the most personal politics that you're ever going to see.
Have you listened to the latest Pod Save America?
No.
There's a pretty good rant on there. Like,
what did I say?
There's this, and I'm not saying you're exhibiting this, but there seems to be this feeling and this narrative out there among some Democratic voters. All we have to do is pick Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris, or just pick one of those, and it'll be smooth sailing. There's no way that Donald Trump could possibly win. And that's just complete fantasy and fiction. Anyone who would be the Democratic nominee would have a chance of losing to Donald Trump next November. That's because we live in such a divided country, and the propaganda and the bullshit surrounding Donald Trump has been so pervasive, it doesn't matter. Even if Barack Obama came out of the bullpen and said, okay, I'll do it, I'll go for another go, it's not going to happen, but it's a fantasy.
Because, as you know, Donald Trump has declared you can be president for 3 terms, so Obama could do it.
It doesn't matter. Whoever would have X amount of, and you gain this state, you lose this state, it's going to be a pretty tight race. It may not be tight when it comes down to the electoral college.
That's not the question. The other side of that question is, do you buy into the only Joe Biden has a chance against Donald Trump? That's the height of arrogance. That's the height of ego.
But as a PR statement, as a PR statement, it has to be said. That's what he has to say in a very Terminator-esque way when they ask him the question.
Of course.
I wouldn't even be running, because apparently if you say I'm only running because Donald Trump is running, apparently that's an awful thing. I'm still like confused as to why that's a bad thing for someone to say. But yes, as a PR statement, I'm the only guy who beat him. I'm the only guy who can beat him again. It's wrestling. It's, you know, Terminator 2. It's whatever it is. You have to say it. But it's not reality per se.
Is this a case? And this is beyond Shakespearean. You have a guy who may be making a choice between throwing his son under the bus, running for president, maybe not even be able to complete a term. Who knows where that would leave the country? Something could happen to Joe Biden next week, and then he can't do anything for Hunter Biden. So the quicker he moves, the better it is for Hunter, who I really don't believe he hates, wish wasn't born, wish was the one that died. So it's complicated. I grant you that. But
I mean, the irony of all of this is that an addiction should be something that would endear red America to Joe Biden even more, because those are the people in the very red states that have had to deal with this sort of addiction much more than other people.
You know, they don't look at it that way.
I know they don't.
First of all, the kind of addiction that Hunter Biden had, combined with being part of the Biden crime family, allowed him to hustle millions of dollars from a foreign government and live the life that I know you want to live, which is go out to Vegas, get high every minute, have hookers, and have fantastic meals 24/7. That's not OxyContin in the mountains of West Virginia. It's a different thing.
It's not overdosing under a trailer somewhere. Yeah,
that's exactly right. So people in rural Kentucky, the people that J.D. Vance used to pretend he represented was from, they do not have sympathy for Hunter Biden, the addict. It would be nice if they did. And if they did, they're not going to admit it, because remember, the politics would supersede any kind of personal empathy. And but remember, empathy, not the Trump brand, empathy, not the Republican brand. The cruelty is brand. The point.
Yeah. Why couldn't it be Donald Trump Jr.? And also, it's also kind of a fancy or a fantasy to go that if Joe Biden made the statement, I disavow my son, I'm never speaking to him again. And yeah, right. Nothing's going to change. Nothing would change as far as his electability or what's happened. None of that. So it's really too late.
Well, no, then he'd be the worst guy in the world. You know, I used to like Joe Biden because he was the empathy guy. He was Scranton Joe. Now it turns out he's a bastard. Archie Bunker wouldn't have done that to Michael Stivic.
That's your Fox and Friends topic the next morning after he just, is Joe Biden the worst person, the worst father who ever lived? Does he beat out O.J. Simpson and, you know, I don't know, John Wayne Gacy as the worst father in the history?
Well, right now, we're sticking with Fred Trump because from Fred Trump comes Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he the worst father who ever lived? You guys, for years, have said they should just disavow the guy, cut the kid loose, not ever talk to him again, all of that shit. And it speaks greatly of the love that someone has for a child, no matter what that child is, no matter what they do, no matter how much trouble they get him in, no matter how much they fuck up. You can somehow see the good in all of it and even seek counsel from this person and still support this person. That to me is a fantastic story. You know, not all of us have had those situations with our parents where they would support us through thick and thin and all of that stuff. But it's a horrible, sad situation. I don't know if at the end of the day, when all of this goes down, I don't know that he's going to be convicted of all of this shit.
I have a question. Yes, he will. The feds don't lose cases. I saw a couple days ago, Jeffrey Dahmer's father died.
Yeah.
Now, did Jeffrey Dahmer's father express support and love for Jeffrey Dahmer for the last 35 years?
What do you do?
I hope not.
How do you?
There is a point where you are allowed to say, water is thicker than blood.
Yeah.
I need water to live. In my case, it's blood, but it's different.
Jeez, but do you also subscribe to the idea that if this was anybody else, his name wasn't Hunter Biden, his name was Hunter Johnson or Hunter Smith, that he wouldn't be going through all this shit and have all the scrutiny?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
All the prosecutors I've seen say, absolutely, this is true. There are so many gun charges that run through and they settle them. And in the case of taxes, he paid back the taxes already.
Yeah.
And we have to relate everything to Trump. What the feds are saying is because of the chicanery and the hiding and the false statements and the false papers that were filled out. I mean, he's still being charged. And to me, I don't like it, but, you know, they're not incorrect. And it doesn't help Donald Trump, whose defense, and he wants to testify on Monday at the trial in New York, the $250 million plus judgment against his company that's about to come down, that he lied to banks, he lied to insurance companies, lied to the tax people about the value of his property. And his defense, he's ready to go whole hog on this, that hey, the banks made money. I paid the money back. No harm, no foul. Well, that's just like with Hunter Biden. He paid back the back taxes. So where's the real harm? And the federal government is saying, well, you know where the real harm is? Look at this 50-page indictment.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump is up against.
Right.
So at least there's some some consistency there.
I just think Joe Biden, here's a phrase I just thought of, election interference. That's what he should charge, screaming at the feds, because I think that's pretty effective.
Well, but see, it technically isn't, because Joe Biden hasn't been charged with anything.
Yeah, but it could make people say, I don't want to vote for that guy. Yeah, I don't want to vote for that guy.
We've got all these phrases we've just got to get rid of. Election interference, that's already been wrecked.
It's done.
Weaponization of anything, wrecked. You know?
There's a phrase they use in my workplace, and I don't know if the people who run the place know it, but it's called, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh.
And they've used it so many times over the past several years, and they used it again in an email yesterday. And someone needs to talk to them and go, please just strike that phrase from your lexicon.
Do they know where that was first said?
No, where was that first said?
That was a Vietnam.
Oh, God, no.
That was a Vietnam.
Oh, no.
Statement. I don't know whether it was from Lyndon Johnson or from Robert McNamara,
Westmoreland, or somebody like that.
Yeah, and of course the quick response was always, "Yeah, it's an oncoming freight train." That was the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel.
But you just don't ever use that, because it doesn't get you anywhere.
No, it doesn't. It's not helpful. Just strike that from your lexicon. Don't come up with something else.
Do you see that new thing the Israelis are going to use against the Hamas tunnels?
I haven't heard.
They're going to flood them. They're just going to flood the shit out of them with water. And I know you think, well, you know, that's kind of inhumane. That's really not fair.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that the United Nations will sanction Israel if they dared to do something like that. But I say, look, but you got to add alligators. You got to add snakes.
Yeah, I guess put something in there.
Right. You got to really.
Electric eels. I saw the interview, I think it was on Al Jazeera, where the woman goes, you know, Hamas is just stealing all these relief supplies. You know, they're stealing this shit. And now she's probably dead now, but she's telling the truth about these assholes stealing the relief going in there.
Let's look at the quick list here. Well, there's Don the Dictator, of course.
Don the Dictator, sure.
We've already covered what I was calling Joe and the Volcano of Crap. Although I would like to point out that today, and it's still a barometer of, you know, what the chattering classes might want to be paying attention to. On the Drudge Report, at the top of the page, very top of the page, it's more Biden jobs boom outpaces Trump. Wages rise sharply in November.
But that they should put be out that- some... That should they be the fucking out, headline. That should be what people are talking about.
There you. But see, here's the point. Drudge put that at the top, and then below that, there's a picture of Elon Musk looking like that picture of Leonardo DiCaprio in the tuxedo. From Gatsby?
Yeah.
And he looks like that. And the headline: Workers rise up against world's richest. So there's a nice. Workers of the world unite. That's a Marxist kind of thing.
Right.
And you don't, until you get below the big headlines and you have a bunch of pictures and stuff. Well, yeah, there's that picture of Hunter Biden in sunglasses smoking something. But in other words, the Hunter Biden story, according to Drudge's judgment, does not merit the end of the world headline.
Well,
So to me, it's still the economy stupid. He thinks it's still the economy stupid.
It should be.
And that if you have enough of these kinds of economic numbers flooding through for another 9 or 10 months, before you know it, there is an election. And if the Democrats can cut through and get people to look in the mirror and stop lying to themselves about the state of the economy when they're doing probably better than they did 2, 3, and 4 years ago, and that the Trump economy was not the greatest economy in the history of the world, and just elect me and it'll be great again. If they can cut through with that, then Joe Biden, regardless of what happens with Hunter Biden, has a decent chance of getting reelected. I'm just trying to look at how things are being framed.
He's never going to get credit for this. Joe Biden's never going to get credit for this. Well, very clear.
If you keep saying never, then okay, then there's no hope. Why bother? Right.
Well, I've been the guy that's been cheerleading. Look at these economic numbers. And by the way, I think we can go ahead and say it for all the geniuses out there. We're not going to have a recession in 2023. I believe they're going to be able to look back at this data a couple of months from now and realize that we didn't start.
You mean there's 3 weeks to go, Britt. It could still come in.
I think we're good. I think we're okay for all the geniuses, all the Wall Street time. Oh yeah, recession. Yeah. And these clowns, now they've backed off. I think it's 50-50 on us having a recession over the next 12 months. The people that were completely and totally wrong.
But you know what? It's 50-50 for everything.
All the time. All the time. And it's very clear that not only, and again, I don't, how much does the president have to do with any of this? How much do they really have to do?
Everything.
I think it's pretty clear that I think it's pretty clear, and a case can be made that this administration's efforts to put money into infrastructure at the very beginning, all of that has been very fruitful. All of that has been very good. It's not necessarily what's causing all of this, but it was a great idea, and it did do very well. And the economy is ripping. I know people were going to, oh God, the inflation and the milk and the. I get it. I do get it. But this economy is just kicking ass and taking names. This was a very good year economically for the United States. Not the best ever, but under the circumstances, pretty damn good.
Let me underline what you just said. And because we're so wrapped up in our own little world called the United States of America, as if we don't exist on planet Earth, as if there aren't other countries, as if there aren't other economies, as if the free flow of goods and services around the world and money, which changes hands at the push of a button, trillions of dollars every day. United States, statistically, it's not even close. We are so far ahead of Western Europe. Mm-hmm. China is sucking wind. For a guy who sucks up to China and has given away everything to China when we used to have a good, strong man, Donald Trump, in there, who really laid it on China with all those wonderful tariffs that cost Americans billions and billions of dollars. But
that's right.
He's managed to frame that as the greatest transfer of wealth back to us in the history of the world. And look at the $16 billion I gave to our farmers. Yeah, the farmers.
It's a tax. You raised our taxes, asshole.
We do live in a flat world. And we're doing better than everybody else. Mm. Inflation in Europe is higher. They have all kinds of issues there that we don't have to deal with. We're doing better, but nobody cares. And back to what you said, yeah, if the information doesn't get out, if no one is willing to listen, then you know it could be real, real trouble here. Now, with that in mind, here you go. The numbers on Friday morning came out for employment. And believe it or not, the unemployment rate went back down 0.2 points from 3.9 to 3.7. And there are a couple hundred thousand jobs created, which was pretty much right in line with what was expected. It's a little slower than it's been, which is what is wanted. And as we speak this at 2:15 in the afternoon, the financial markets are digesting it nicely. They like what they heard. And that's always a good thing. On Friday morning, when the numbers came out on the Fox Business Network, number one Trump hater, Maria Bartiromo, and complete hack Stephen Moore, who couldn't get a job as a cashier at Five Below because he's such a fraud, both went berserk in complimenting and gushing about the numbers. You never, ever, ever, ever see this on Fox. Now, of course, contrary reasoning says, uh-oh, if they really like it, maybe it's not so good after all. But Maria Bartiromo said, you got thousands of jobs being added. Of course, the auto strikes were over, so some of those jobs were, I don't know why they would count jobs coming back from people who are on strike, but I guess that's how they do it. But the last thing she said was, you got to look at this report as a big positive. We've got more jobs created than expected without pushing inflation back up. That's Goldilocks economy. That's what they want. Not too hot, not too cold. And
but these were the people 10 months ago that were screaming at Jerome Powell saying he's killing the economy by raising rates.
I understand
right?
that. These are the I same understand people. That. But if I beat you over the head enough, you will start bleeding. Okay? If I beat you over the head with truth and facts, you will start bleeding. And that's what this is. Now, we know that behind the scenes, they're cheering for some kind of black swan event.
Yeah,
that will tank the economy. Maybe a new coronavirus or something like that that they can immediately pin on Joe Biden.
Right,
and maybe 15 million people will instantly lose their jobs, like happened to Donald Trump.
True,
but that's not likely. And
it's also Joe Biden believes in science, so he would have actually an answer for it quickly. Yeah.
So. Well, I don't know about that, but. Okay.
He would. He believes in science. Yeah. He wouldn't fight. He would be telling people to put bleach in their veins.
Just because you believe in science doesn't mean you can come up with a vaccine.
How about he won't be telling people to put bleach in their veins? Please don't try to sugarcoat what I saw during the Trump administration. Please don't tell me what I didn't see what I saw during 2020.
Was it ever proven that bleach didn't work?
Well, you definitely will stop breathing and living. So I guess it does kill the virus. It also kills you. You know what also works for the coronavirus is feeding yourself into a wood chipper. It totally kills the virus.
It does. It does, it wrecks the wood chipper. You can't touch the wood chipper.
It's everybody screamed at Jerome Powell for all, they would raise the rates, you're killing, you're doing too much. It looks like he's done the exact exact right thing. It looks like they've done the right thing. It's already priced into the market in the first quarter. There's probably going to be a quarter of a point cut in the base level. That's already been priced into the market. It looks like people are buying shit for Christmas. It looks like there's a lot of stuff that's being sold.
No. Joe Biden is the Grinch that's stealing Christmas.
Oh, are we going to get that. The Christmas dinner is $8,000 more than it was last year with the ham, and we're going to get that story. I hate to break it to these people that have been rooting for a recession. I know it's very important to you. I'm really sorry that the American people are doing okay. I know some people are struggling because of recession. I know that, and I understand that the remedy—
There's no recession. They're not struggling because of recession.
No, because of inflation. I know that the answer for all of this is we have to get some rich people together and cut their taxes. And if we could just do that, I think the economy might do well. I get it. I understand that that's always the answer. There is nothing. If you see someone on the side of the road and they've been decapitated, how can we save their life? I got to find a rich person and cut their taxes. I get it. I understand, and I'm so sorry to those guys with the MBAs and the PhDs on Wall Street, like, oh, yeah, definitely a recession. I'm sorry that it didn't work out for them. I'm sure they're going to face some sort of sanctions in their careers for completely getting it wrong.
Wrong, you get promoted.
And these are going to be the same people that bitch about the meteorologists on TV getting the weather wrong. These are the same guys. They should be touting this economic record. They should be screaming it from the mountaintops. The Biden administration.
Well, but see, you can't.
We have to wait.
You can't talk about macroeconomic numbers being great.
Yeah, when I can find this guy.
If I don't feel good because the price of milk is 40% higher than it was 3 years ago.
It's all anecdotal. It's all anecdotal.
Well, it's not anecdotal. It's real. But it isn't everything. And people haven't stopped buying. That would be the point.
That's huge.
As painful as inflation can be, it does get absorbed in over time. And essentially, the overall rate is now down into the threes, but that doesn't mean prices are going to go backwards. We are approaching, in some areas of this economy, deflation. And in certain commodities and things of that sort, and things actually do get cheaper than they've been for
the big story. The big story for a couple of weeks ago was the CEO of Walmart saying that food deflation might be a very real thing in 2024, which I know on the surface go, well, that sounds like a good idea to me. But when you have, I'll just take
too much. It's not good, yeah.
Well, North Carolina's biggest industry is agriculture. It's the biggest industry in a lot of states. And if those guys start hurting based on food deflation, it could, you know, that could really hurt your economy in a very big way.
Right. And just because inflation's been, you know, ripping for over 3 years or so, it's not as if there was no inflation in the economy before that. See, people have this illusion.
Correct.
That prices were stable for, about 30 years? They didn't move at all? No.
Yeah. Why do they make that inflation calculator again? I don't know why they have an inflation calculator.
Yeah. Anybody that sent a kid to college over the last 30 years, you could see every year that you sent your kid to college, even if it was, in our case, it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it would go up a couple percent every year, like clockwork. And that included the state universities, because we had a private and a public kid. And so there's always inflation, but if it's kept in that low level that they're shooting at, which is in the twos, people swing with it. They understand it. It's just the quick jolts that occurred. And right now that's starting to abate. So there is still inflation. It's still going up. We wish it was less, but you'd rather be here than in France or in the United Kingdom. Believe me, you would be.
You know what that son of a bitch Joe Biden did the other day is he forgave a bunch of student loans. Yeah, that's what he did. So those people are going to spend that money on like food and stuff now. That son of a bitch. I hate him so much.